just become fully present. What that means is let go of whatever thoughts you may have about anything that's past or future or elsewhere than right here, right now. Come into your senses, feelings of your body, sounds, so forth. Close your eyes. Just take a minute or two to explore the realm of sound. There are multiple sounds in this environment. And you'll notice that when you have the intention to be aware of sound, you notice a lot more sounds than you otherwise would. Explore the realm of bodily sensations in the same way. Just open yourself up to it. And you might notice that because you had been aware of sounds, that you're aware of sounds and bodily sensations at the same time. You'll notice that in this field of conscious awareness, of sounds and bodily sensations, and of course the occasional thought or mental object, that at any given moment there is one or another that is particularly prominent. Someone coughs, and immediately that becomes prominent. Maybe goes to the sound of an airplane. Your conscious experience has two components to it. We can distinguish two components. One is attention. That's what causes a particular thing to stand out quite prominently at any given moment. Your attention goes to that. But at the same time, in your peripheral awareness, everything else is present. So I want you to just explore that. First of all, just observe how your attention spontaneously moves from one thing to another. These spontaneous movements of attention are of several different kinds. First, you'll notice that something can capture your attention. For example, your attention may have been on the sound of the traffic when suddenly there's an itch on your side of your face, and that captures your attention. Or maybe someone coughs, and that sound captures your attention. But just continue to observe these spontaneous movements of attention and notice how anything that's the least bit more intense or unusual or unexpected captures attention. Did the sound of the church bell capture your attention? But you'll notice that your attention is rarely still for very long, and even when it's not captured by something, continues to move from one thing to another, as though attention is scanning for something of interest. For something of more interest than what it had been on. Your attention lands on something and stays there until it's satisfied with whatever that is. And then it begins to scan to other things, looking for something else. Just watch these two processes for a little while of spontaneous movements of attention as attention becomes captured and as attention scans from one thing to another. Notice how attention is always on one thing in any given moment, but at the same time you're aware of many other things. So when the dog barks, you don't cease to be aware of your body, or the sound of the air conditioning, or the traffic, or anything else. There are always simultaneously these two conscious processes. Attention, which makes something stand out and isolates it from the rest and actually allows you to know it and see it more clearly. And then there's everything else in the background of awareness. The object of attention, plus all of those other things that are present in peripheral awareness, they constitute the field of conscious awareness. Attention is mobile. Attention isolates one thing. Attention makes what it isolates clearer, sharper, identifies it specifically, gives it a label. And in daily life, attention also determines what, if any, kind of special relationship there is between you, yourself, and the object of attention. The notice is a very different quality to the contents of awareness. You're aware of many things at once. It's a sort of global awareness. You're aware of their relationship to each other, where they're located in space, time. You know something about their nature and significance. Awareness is more holistic. It's the background. And attention selects from that background. So explore that. let me point out something. You may have already noticed this. Attention moves from one thing to another in the field of conscious awareness. But for the most part, the things that it moves to were already present in awareness before attention went to them. The exception to that is some sudden object, a sensation or a sound that abruptly inserts itself into conscious awareness. Those who have done a lot of meditation may have already discovered this. Everything that you become conscious of appears first in peripheral awareness. And then, once it's in peripheral awareness, it can capture attention. Or sometimes it just remains in peripheral awareness, and as long as it's still there, attention can happen to move to it as a part of its scanning. But everything you become conscious of appears first in peripheral awareness, which makes it available to attention. Now I just want you to examine the nature of peripheral awareness for a little while with the thought in mind that you have no control over what appears and disappears from peripheral awareness. And as a matter of fact, what isn't present in peripheral awareness might as well not exist. But whatever is present in peripheral awareness is also available for attention to explore. Let's go back to attention. We've been allowing it to move freely, spontaneously. I want you to intentionally direct your attention, to choose where you direct your attention. Maybe to begin with, direct your attention to the sensations in your left hand. And explore those sensations in your left hand. Direct your attention to the sound of traffic. Monitor the sound of the traffic for a little while. Direct your attention to your body, exploring how it feels, still, comfortable. And of course, you might notice some tension somewhere. If you do, let it go. Continue to explore your body intentionally using attention. If you find something that needs adjustment, go ahead. In other words, if you notice that you're slumping over, straighten up. If you realize that the way you tucked your one foot under your other leg is a little bit uncomfortable, go ahead and move it. But notice how pleasant it feels. The comfort, the stillness. Direct your attention to the sensations produced by breathing. Notice how the abdomen rises and falls. A little bit of lifting of the chest and shoulders, maybe. Feeling of the air moving in and out of the nostrils. Use attention to intentionally explore breath-related sensations. Earlier, I told you that while awareness encompasses a lot, that attention is only on one thing at a time. Does that fit with your experience so far? Or have there been times when it seemed as though you were paying attention to more than one thing at a time? It's quite likely when you reflect, you have had that sense of paying attention to more than one thing at a time. More than one thing that stands out prominently from the background of everything else. And in those longer periods, without my voice intruding, in particular, you might have noticed thoughts, memories, emotion. You may have noticed this, and if not, I'm going to give you a chance to explore it right now. But it's almost as though those thoughts and memories and emotions are running on their own separate track, and that your attention can be focused on a sound or a sensation, while at the same time, there's a little commentary going on about that in your mind. Or there may be an image of something completely unrelated that arises. Or a memory of something that happened earlier this morning. Or a thought of something that may come up later today. Just point out to you that my voice has given a lot of intentionality to the behavior of your mind, and I'm going to give you a longer period when my voice isn't playing that role. What I want you to do is to continue this exploration of the nature of conscious experience, of this broader open awareness and all of the things it includes, which also includes thoughts and emotions and memories. And attention which causes one or sometimes more than one of those things to stand out prominently from the rest in the background. So you have these two ways of being conscious. Awareness, broad, open, global, holistic. Not all that detailed. Not particularly analytical. And then you have this other mode of knowing, attention, that isolates something, brings it into sharp, clear focus, identifies it, evaluates it, potentially analyzes it. Within peripheral awareness, there are every kind of sensory information at one time or another. Although sitting quietly with your eyes closed, it's mostly sounds and body sensations. And other things are present occasionally. And the other thing that you're aware of is a continuous stream of mental activity of various kinds. Thoughts in the form of self-talk, narration, commentary, or I wonder if I put food out for the cat, or whatever. Likewise, in awareness is this continuous stream of mental states. Oh, isn't this nice? Isn't this beautiful? Oh, I'm getting tired of this. When is he going to shut up and let me move? Thoughts and mental states, emotions. Occasional memories thrown in. And awareness can take any of these things. When awareness takes a particular sound, it becomes very prominent and very clear. When attention takes one of these thoughts, these mental objects have a special power for capturing attention. We tend to lose ourselves in these thoughts. But isn't it interesting that you can be aware of a thought without being captured by it? Awareness you have very little control over. You do have a way of influencing the contents of awareness, and I'll point that out to you in a moment. But awareness is not something that you have immediate, direct control over. Things enter and leave field of peripheral awareness. But you have all this control over attention. You can direct it where you want, explore anything in particular. Although, as you well know, that control is somewhat limited. These spontaneous movements of attention happen, and one of the things we do in meditation is try to stabilize attention. Essentially, to minimize the spontaneous movements of attention in favor of intentional movements of attention. And the ability to stabilize the attention on one thing for long periods of time. There's a reason for that. What I want you to notice now is how stability of attention affects the quality of peripheral awareness. If you've ever watched clouds, you may have noticed that if you focus your eyes on the top of a flagpole, you can see the changing panorama of the clouds in the sky much more clearly. So let's do something like that with attention right now. I want you to focus the attention on the breath movements as the abdomen rises and falls. And I want you to notice that when you focus the attention there, how it really opens up and makes clearer everything else in awareness at the same time. There's two things you can compare here. When attention is constantly moving, peripheral awareness is not as clear. When attention is stable, peripheral awareness becomes much more clear. I want you to investigate that right now. Just anchor your attention to something simple. Don't dive into it. Only point is to keep attention from moving so much. And notice how everything else just sharpens up immediately. Perhaps say that you become more fully present when attention is stable as compared to when it's moving. So this has been quite a journey. We've explored a lot of territories. I've given you a lot of things to reflect on. I think this is enough for now.